Welcome to a special live show recording on Tuesday, November the 5th. If you've not listened to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show before, this is a show that is intended to help women to step up, to speak up, and to be heard and increase their income. So the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show has been recording now for over 4 years. Drawing on celebrities, insights from my clients, guests who have really intriguing stories to share. And once in a while, I host a live show. And today I am the live show. So if you're looking to garner some success, elevate your success this quarter, Q4, this is the show to stay listening to because it's a dial-in show. So grab your pen and paper. I'll give you the number in just a minute. So the Words, Women, and Wisdom show really started as a way to elevate the stories of women who've risen from tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing really interesting work. And I consider myself to be one of those people, having received a Woman of Inspiration Award in 2018 for the work that I was doing at that time around mentorship programs for women, which I've continued to do. And also, that was the year that my best-selling book launched, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, which is 40 different words and word concepts to help women to ask for what they want and get it, not by being aggressive, but by being assertive, by being clear about their value and what results they're seeking or what results they've got. And a simple shift of language is very often what's highlighted in the book. So if you're listening today, one simple tip that you can start taking away, make a note of right now, is the word brag. Very often, women are not comfortable with speaking up and tooting their own horn. And in a workshop recently, I reframed that word. So imagine if the word brag was not actually a bad thing. What it stood for, the reframe, is in the language. So B for brains. I used my brains, my resilience. I took action, and these were the goals. And this is what I achieved. If you are simply stating brains, resilience, action, and goals, what you actually did in that fashion, all of a sudden, all you're doing is actually sharing your results, what you actually did. And that's the power of a reframe with language. And that is one of my specialty areas. When I wrote that book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, I showcased some really impactful concepts that I had run across. I did a lot of research for the book, and there are quotes in there. There is research study after research study showcasing the science behind what I'm sharing. And some of these language shifts are very simple and really impactful. And then chapter eight, if you have not been following my work, I actually have chapter eight as a free gift. So stay tuned, and I will tell you more about that as we go through the show. Today's show is increasing sales by 300% in Q4. That seems to be the topic on everyone's mind. I know that for many people in the US that are listening, that are in my community, tomorrow, this week is a big event, obviously, that will impact our economy. And yet there are certain things that you can still control. While that isn't maybe something that you have ultimate control over, you have one voice, one vote, there are other things that you can do in your business that can impact the economics. And Q4 is a great opportunity for a burst of energy before you go through into 2025. Let's have that burst of energy be the fuel that helps set you up for success in 2025. If you think about running a marathon, you don't want to just weakly run through with a lack of energy at the end of the race. You want to run through with passion because you're setting yourself up for your next race. So that's the concept. So this is the dial-in number. If you grab your pen and paper handy, if you have questions, this is your opportunity for a little bit of free executive coaching. As a certified executive coach, for the last 15 years, my focus has been specifically supporting women and women entrepreneurs. So those professional women who are ready for a promotion, ready for a salary increase, or women entrepreneurs who are perhaps they're a solopreneur now and are looking to expand into being a CEO of their business to hire, empower, engage their team with ease and grace and step into their new leadership identity. Or maybe you want to stay a solopreneur, have a little bit more of your own work-life balance, perhaps, and just operate as a solopreneur, and that's fine. However, increasing your sales in Q4 is going to set you up for success in 2025. And if we can do this more strategically, with ease and grace, using some specific concepts that make it easier to be in business and have success, why not? When I first graduated from my certified executive coach program, I had 30 clients within 30 days, and most of my team were looking at me asking, "What the heck are you doing?" Because I had been in business already. I'd been in business for over 20 years then, and worked at the VP level at a global talent management firm. Started at the bottom, worked my way up, and using some of the concepts that are in my book, my own career roadmap process, I was able to elevate and get promoted pretty quickly. I think one promotion was director to VP was within 2 years of starting up that organization. And it was right in the middle of going through a rebranding and getting acquired by a much larger company. So there was a lot going on. So getting promotions in today's economy is possible with a strategy, ladies. If you're listening and you're a professional woman, and if you are a business owner, again, looking at Q4, how can you really make those numbers count? I'm going to talk about some specific tools and strategies to increase your sales by up to 300%. I know that might sound like a big number, but just imagine if you could shift your sales results by even 10%. If you could add 10% more on, what kind of a difference would that make? 20%, 50%. Yeah, it is possible, and it's strategy and tools. So the dial-in number to use is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. If you are dialing in from around the world that does not seem to connect with that toll-free number, you can also dial direct at 323-744-4831. And I'll repeat those numbers a little bit later on as well. So, first of all, increasing sales by up to 300%. How do we do that? I use a process called appreciative sales kinetics. What the heck is that? It's my ask method. So, appreciative inquiry was a concept developed by David Cooperrider many years ago, and it really connects me with a positive outlook, like positive language for starters. So, yes, we've been taught that, we're going to have a sales conversation, we're in business, we're going to get objections. We're going to be asking them, our potential clients, what's your greatest challenge? What keeps you up at night? We can come from a fear-based approach. However, what I've learned is let's start the conversation in a positive way instead. So when we appreciate instead, what's working really well in your business, and then go to inquiring, how could it be even better? We actually have a much more positive conversation. And it reduces objections because there's actually nothing to object to in the approach I used. So when we have appreciative inquiry, we start with what's working really well. And people are really excited to talk about their business, right? Who doesn't like to talk about themselves? What's working really well in the business? And people share. And how could it be even better? Because that sounds fantastic. Again, people are proud and excited to be sharing what they've got coming up next year. And then I simply say, can I share a little bit about what I do? Because I believe, based on what you've shared, that together we might actually be able to co-create a solution to help you get to your goals even faster. And there's nothing to object to there. So objections don't happen because I'm offering an opportunity for a future possible collaboration. There's nothing to object to there. It's a process called appreciative sales kinetics, and it's leveraging the energy of possibility. So try it and let me know. Tag me on LinkedIn, send me a personal message. Let me know how that works for you. I'm curious. A couple of other strategies I want to talk about are, first of all, the conversational success approach. So what if instead of talking at people, at our potential client without fully understanding who they are, what makes them tick, leveraging the science of biology, BUYOLOGY, what if you knew a little bit more about that person before you even got on a call with them or got on a Zoom meeting with them or met them in person? So one of the tools that I ran across about 4 years ago now that I use all the time in my business is actually through Codebreaker Technologies. It's a tool called Bank. And the bank is actually standing for four different personality types. So B stands for a blueprint style personality. And if you're watching this on video versus listening to the live show on the radio, you'll see in front of me, I'm actually putting up some cards on the screen here. And if you're watching, later on, you can actually see this. So, the blueprint personality is a very traditional personality. These are your lawyers, your police officers. They're interested in leveraging and using systems and rules and duty and responsibility, and they're very big on credentials and predictability and process, amongst other things. That personality is the blueprint personality. The next one is the action, A for action personality, which is all about freedom, spontaneity, action, taking advantage of opportunities. They need to be stimulated with fun and impact, and they love to win. That's the short description of the action personality. The next one is primarily nurturing that personality, which is all about people. It's about connecting. They love to make referrals. It's about teamwork, involvement, significance, relationships, doing something impactful and good in the community, making a contribution, and morality. Those are the people who love to make referrals. And the last one is K. K is for knowledge. So knowledge personality, again, very different than the other three, is all about logic. And it's about science and truth and big picture. And they love anything to do with technology. Expertise and competence are their forte, and they don't like to be wrong. So when you're dealing with these four different personalities, they are very different personalities. Imagine for a moment that you have two children and you're about to go on vacation, and you have an action child, and a child who has a primarily a blueprint personality. These two are diametrically opposite because the blueprint child is going to want to know, what are we doing? It better not be risky. The day before, what are we wearing? What time are we leaving? Are we packing lunch? What time will we be back? They're very organized. They like to plan. Whereas your action child is spontaneous. They're up at the crack of dawn. They're lively. They're ready to go zip lining at a moment's notice. They don't care about who's where and what. They just want to get out and have fun. Very, very different personality types. So you can imagine if those are your two children, you're going to have to be doing some interesting planning to keep them both engaged. So, excuse me, those four personalities, the science behind this tool, which I ran across, as I said, about 4 years ago now. It is based originally in Hippocrates, the father of medicine, and the four temperaments, which is a psychology-based concept. It is based on that, and yet it's been almost like reverse engineered to meet the needs of understanding not more about myself, but more about the person who's sitting in front of me, the person I'm with. What is it that makes them tick? Because people are smart, they can make their own mind up once they hear the information. But if they haven't even heard what it is that you're up to in the world and what your services are offering, it's almost like I'm talking English and you're talking French. We're not going to connect. So the concept of understanding the person in front of you, if I am a nurturing personality, which is my primary personality, and I can connect with those other three personality types and speak their language, understand their values and what makes them tick, I can increase my sales, not just by 100%, learning to speak to an action person, 200%, learning to speak to a person with a blueprint personality, 300%, learning to speak to someone who has a knowledge personality. And when I speak each of those languages, in addition to my own, I can uptick my sales by over 300%. It's a big uptick. So, conversational success. If this is intriguing to you, you can actually go to my website, yvonnesilva.com, and there's a little window that will pop up, and you'll actually hear me talking to the founder and creator of the Codebreaker system, the bank system, Sherry Tree. And that's on my website at yvonnesilva.com. And you can download a free gift. Check out this personality tool. It only takes 90 seconds, literally nanoseconds to do. And if you pop in your email where you want your report to come, you'll receive a personalized, customized personality report back, which is about 20 pages long, telling you all about your own prefer telling you all about your own personality style and the other three personality types as well. And it's really interesting to understand, especially about your other family members too. Sometimes we have kids and we want to parent the kid that we thought we were getting, instead of the actual kid that we are. And even if you have twins, you could have two very different personality types, and how you communicate with each of them makes a difference, because there's way too much bullying in school. There's way too much misunderstanding of who our children are today. And when we don't give them the benefit of really understanding who they are, we're really missing a great opportunity for them to flourish. So conversational success is a key strategy as well. The science of biology, BUYOLOGY. So check out the bank system. It will increase your sales significantly. I did just some research and I found that there was actually a study online. It's a study by a group called the Challey Group. And what they realized, there's actually one common mistake that people make, and it's not aligning their personality style when they're in a sales or potential sales conversation. And only 18%, 18, so less than 20% of buyers will actually buy from a salesperson who doesn't match their own personality. Whereas when you actually match the personality types, or I'm learning how to speak the lingo, sorry, the language of the other personality type, then it can actually increase sales 82% of success rate. 82%. So we're going from a quarter, right? Less than 25% of delivering any kind of script the right time, to over 75%, which is what's happening right now. 75% of the scripts are being delivered incorrectly, with the wrong personality type being considered or not even being considered. So if you want to increase your sales by up to 300%, start there, right? Start with appreciative inquiry, asking what's working well versus how, and how could it be better versus what's keeping you up at night. And then secondly, take advantage of the technology that's available. And there's actually an AI piece to this I'll talk a little bit more about later. But they take advantage of some of the tools that are out there now. And the Codebreaker tool is the first tool that I've seen that really connects with values and is designed specifically to increase sales. And that's an important part of being a successful business entrepreneur in today's economy. So I haven't heard the phone bleep, so I'm just watching my show producer is going to let me know. But if you're listening to the show and saying, "Hey, this is a dial-in show," you can dial in live at 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. If that toll-free number is not accessible, then dial direct on 323-744-4831. So if you're ready to move from that concept that many people get told sales is a numbers game, to actually sales being a relationship game, a people game, That tool is a significant tool because at the end of the day, when you have a first connection with someone, you want to make it count, right? You've all heard the concept of you only get one chance to make a great first impression. And that is so true, especially when you're having a potential sales collaborative connection. So why not have an opportunity to learn about the person a little bit more thoroughly than only looking at their LinkedIn profile when you actually book an appointment? So what I do, that system I mentioned with the bank Codebreaker system, is if you book into my calendar, you'll actually get an opportunity to get this free gift as part of the booking process. So before you even book into my calendar, we have an opportunity to discover, here's my preferred communication style, and that's something that is part of my very early conversation because I'm all about service. My primary code is a nurturer first and then an action personality. So I want to make sure that we connect and it's an authentic connection. It has resonance and you can feel that that connection has already started. So that's all about using personality science more effectively. If you think about the Da Vinci Code, that movie where they had a cryptex where there was the secret to the Holy Grail inside a cylinder with numbers and the cryptex was there to to be opened. But if you got it wrong and you tried to crack it open, there was a vial of vinegar inside it that was gonna leak out onto the parchment, and then the Holy Grail message would be lost forever. That's kind of like making a first impression, right? If you get it wrong the first time, if you are meeting with someone who has a blueprint personality and you show up late, that's like a negative right away because it's not going to help build trust with them. If you show up and all you're doing is talking about something without having any data or science or a study to back things up, that's not going to appeal to a knowledge personality. If you show up and you're not well groomed, you're going to upset the action personality, especially if you're meeting in person, for starters. And if you're not high energy, that's going to, again, not appeal, very short conversation. And with nurturers, again, if you're not paying attention to who do I know, who might I be able to connect you with? Again, that's something that will stand out in the conversation with a nurturer. So it's really this concept of moving from understanding that, yeah, sales used to be considered to be a numbers game. Even if you're using an automated system now, you still want to have that one-on-one connection with people. And how do you do that? How do you build that out? Well, starting by understanding who they are makes a big difference. The other thing I learned as I dive more into using this tool is I can actually use that link over and over and over again. I have it on a subscription. And so it's something that will help me define, like, who are my customers? What personality code do they have? And when I start seeing the patterns, I can then update my website. I can use my promotional material. I can update my processes so that they align with who my ideal clients are, not just their physical demographics, but their personality style. What's going to appeal to them? What's going to make them tick? And whether it's a LinkedIn profile, back of a book cover, whether it's an article you're writing, if you're going to take the time to invest that to create something, you want it to be as widely read by as many people as possible, or to really land with your ideal client, right? It's a lot of work. And we want to repurpose whenever we can, and we want to make our words count because your words matter. As I share in my book, your words matter. One word can elevate someone or it can really demoralize them. Just one word. So make your words count because you can't take them back. Once they've been shared, whether it's in anger or in support, you can't take them back. They are heard and they are landing. So it's about Q4 increasing your income, right? And so we can do that by working smarter. We want to work smarter versus harder. So we want to actually have less conversations. Instead of having 10 conversations before someone says, yeah, I want to work together. I'm ready to start working with you. Send me the contract, send me the agreement, send me your invoice. What if you could actually have less calls first? Then you can actually use your time more efficiently and more effectively to get the same result or better, right? It's a concept called sales velocity. And it's a concept I learned about when I started doing more work with the Codebreaker system. Sales velocity is where we can actually have more impactful conversations, connecting because we understand the person's personality and what they're looking for in the conversation. And therefore, we get to the end result, are we going to work together or not, much quicker. So you're not wasting your time. That's the concept of sales velocity. So let's look at some other concepts. How and where to find clients. Now, you've heard before about, really dialing in and getting your client profile really dialed in. I want you to consider also one of the concepts I learned many years ago from a colleague of mine, Craig Elias, is about triggering events. So think about what it is that your service or product provides and why people are going to pick up the phone and call you. Like, what's the triggering event? Usually there's a reason why somebody wants to suddenly start using your service. In my own case, very often, if it's professional women or professional leaders, they've got passed over for a promotion, or they haven't been heard, their ideas been ignored or overlooked in a meeting. Maybe there's been some sort of public acknowledgement that didn't go well. So they want to increase their voice, be heard, and to be more confident. So we can talk about that piece. If it's a business entrepreneur, sometimes they've missed their numbers. They've had a client that they've lost that they were unexpected. It was an unexpected loss. There could be all kinds of triggering events. But for your product or service, think about what makes people buy and what could be a triggering event that's happening right before they pick up the phone to call you. And then start doing your research and looking at it from the perspective of, what's happening right before? So here's our end goal. What's happening right before that? And who do you know that also knows that these triggering events are happening? So, for example, if your service is divorce coaching, right? Who do you know? Do you have collaborative conversations or connections with some divorce lawyers, perhaps? Who are aware that this event is happening, that this is coming up, and may be willing to make a referral for you. If you are a health coach, who else knows that this person is looking for, whether it's increasing their strength, doing some strength training, maybe it's doing a weight loss program. Who else knows that might connect you? Because if you can build your connections and your collaborative conversations in groups versus one-on-one conversations, again, you're going to save an awful lot of time. So think about the triggering events. Think about what's naturally occurring right now in Calgary, where I am at the base of the Rocky Mountains. We're having a snow day today. So what are some triggering events that are naturally occurring that you might be able to tie your announcements, your services too. We just had Thanksgiving in Canada. We've got Thanksgiving coming up in the US. We've also got Remembrance Day coming up. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our service men and women who have served to create freedom for our country, whether you have served through the Aboriginal people, Indigenous Canada service, whether you have served men, women, whether it's the Navy, the Army, it doesn't matter, whatever area you are serving in. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And I don't recommend that you tie your services to Remembrance Day. I think that we can try to keep some things sacred, and that is one of those things. So, who do you know? Where are there groups of people that you know that could be potentially connecting you with their colleagues and friends, making introductions for you to groups of people where your potential ideal clients are already hanging out, they're already gathering, right? When you have a nice, clear client profile, it's much easier to make that identification. It's much easier to get clear on where I'm going to meet them, how I'm going to meet them, how can I be introduced, who knows where they are, and even to be able to clarify in a conversation. My ideal clients are, and for me, it's women entrepreneurs seeking to flourish. And if they're not interested in growing, they're probably not my people. If they're a male entrepreneur, yes, I'll work with them, a few of them, if they have been referred in particular. Mostly my connection point, though, is women entrepreneurs, because women are the ones that very often are not being paid what they're worth. They're being overlooked for a promotion, and they're not even asking. They're not even negotiating in some cases. They're not even negotiating a salary increase. They're not negotiating when they accept a new position what their salary will be. And ladies, there's research that shows this. If you're a woman, professional woman, if you look at the data, and this is from Lean In, Sheryl Sandberg showcased some of this data, you can actually have lost up to $500,000, like $500,000, over your lifetime by not negotiating the first salary. $500,000. That's a huge amount of money to be left on the table simply by not asking. So, ladies, if you want to power up your negotiations, reach out to me, have a one-on-one conversation. It's obviously not something that you might want to share on a dial-in call. Or maybe you do. Maybe you do want to have a negotiation strategy. I'm happy to have that call. Dial in now, 1-888-627-6008. But see what you can refine. Think about who you're serving and what is the result that they get when they have worked with you. So for me, my audience, my passion is women entrepreneurs. That's my primary audience. And they're seeking to flourish. So they want to expand, to grow, to be doing even better, to flourish. Can you define and articulate and describe what you do in business in 5 words? And I don't mean it as a tagline, although you could use it as a tagline. Taglines are generally less than 5 words. But if you have it succinctly, 5 words, that's repeatable. That's something that other people can grasp really quickly and be happy to make referrals for you because they clearly understand what it is that you do. So try to find your 5-word summary if you don't have that already. And then think about, what are some everyday occurrences, some everyday circumstances, whether it's at home or at work, where people could be tapping in and benefiting from your service or product. What are some of those everyday occurrences? And where will you find more of the people that are dreaming about having something better or looking at how to better utilize their finances? Maybe they're interested in saving more money. And what does your product or service do that can help them with a specific topic, something that's happening every day anyway? The other thing is, you can actually reduce your competition quite a lot, even if you don't have that mindset that there is competition, by looking at how can you educate people into understanding more about your service or product offering. And what I mean by educate them into it, if we think about 100% of all potential sales, at any given time, there may be 5 to 10% of people that are actually looking today. They've already identified, I have something that is a challenge, it's a problem, it's a possibility. I'm ready to pursue it. I'm ready to pick up the phone and have a conversation about coaching today. I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to plan for 2025. Or it may be that your product or service isn't something that's on someone's radar now. They don't even know about it. It's the unconscious piece. So in that case, we need to educate people to be aware that there's even a product out there that solves this particular problem. And when we start looking at a longer term strategy, not just the immediate sale tomorrow, today, tomorrow, but if we start looking at a longer term strategy as well of how do I find more of those people who don't even know yet that they need my product and educate them so that I then become the expert if I'm doing the education session, and then the expert at the front of the room, and I'm going to be the first person that they come to learn more about this specific topic because I introduced it to them. So why wouldn't I be the first person that they pick up the phone and call, right? They didn't even know about it. It's almost like, if you're looking for a new job, you can spend all your time applying to jobs that have already been posted, and that can be a little bit like a needle in a haystack. Or you can invest your time more strategically in going back to the connections that you already have. And the conversation isn't one of, hey, I'm looking for a job, can you help me? It's who do you know that may have an opening with this focus? I'm actually expanding, I'm looking for a new opportunity. I'm ready to step into my next bigger, broader role. And this is really the kind of company that I want to work for that has these kind of values and really does treat their employees well. Who do you know? And then stop talking. So in coaching, when someone is stopping talking, we call that letting the silence do the heavy lifting. So when you stop talking, create the pause, create the space for the other person to think, who do I know? Who do I have in my LinkedIn list? Who do I know? Look at my phone, right? Give them a nudge. Who do you know? Like, let's have a look at, maybe we can have a quick peek at phone. Who do you know on your phone, right? Someone that is a close connection, or maybe it's someone you don't know as well, but who do you know? So reducing competition to that group that you need to educate will give you access to about another 65% of the community. And when you do it right, when you educate them into understanding, hey, this is an issue and there's a solution, you position yourself as being the better person to approach to gather extra information and then decide if that is a product that you want to buy or not. The other thing I talk with my clients a lot about, my coaching clients, and these are coaching clients who are increasing their sales, they're writing books, they're hosting virtual summits or live retreats, they're expanding and growing their sales numbers, they're adding people to their team. They're growing, they're flourishing. This is a group that really understands and appreciates the value of building trust. And how do you do that? Well, three things that I had learned again from a research study with three PhD women leaders from the Center for Creative Leadership. I ran across this work a little while ago, and it's so impactful. They did a study. Now, this was actually a study that was for women in the workplace, right? How do I gain more trust being a female leader in the workplace? I think it applies to so many situations, though. And the language is divided up with three words, simple things. They all begin with C. So when you are wanting to build trust, the seeds for that, first of all, is you got to be competent and you got to be able to show it. So when you have a skill and you are competent at doing the work, that's going to build trust because people know, oh, well, I can go to Yvonne for XYZ. Second thing is consistency. If you say you're going to do it, do it. But then reinforce that. So one of my favorite expressions when I'm writing an email to someone or following up with someone is two words, as promised. As promised, here's the dot dot dot, whatever it might be that I promised to send them or to email them or to do or a connection, etc. So say you're going to do it, and then loop it back and say, as promised, here's the dot dot dot. I learned this especially when I was working in the corporate arena in some of my earlier human resources roles, and we were watching the outcome of company doing an employee satisfaction survey. And the survey results came in. However, initially, what hadn't been clear is that once the survey results came in, that there was a need for the leaders to actually make change. So when we loop back and we say, okay, as employees, you told us that this was an important thing, and we have now made a change. Make sure you loop back and say, you know, the reason we made that change is because in our recent salary survey, you told us, or satisfaction survey, you told us that this was an issue. And therefore, we created a solution to directly meet that issue. So we listened and we cared. So that's the third point, is caring. And caring by not only gathering the information, asking the question, but doing something valuable with it, like acting on it. And if it's a big topic and one of your clients, for example, is saying, hey, it would be great if you could provide XYZ, and that's a really big shift, maybe you can't do everything right now, but what's one small piece that you can do that demonstrates caring? It demonstrates that you've heard them, for starters, and that you've actually listened and chosen to do something with it. That elevates the connection that you're going to have with your client. That elevates the connection you're going to have with your employees if you're doing a satisfaction survey. Because if you gather the information, then you don't act on it and you don't loop back and say what you did about it, I don't think you're going to get as much of a percentage of engagement the next time around. You're not going to get as many people giving input because they're going to feel like, why did I bother last time? No one even did anything with the results. So it really is about building trust in business. A, it can impact your sales, right? We talked about how do you increase your sales up to 300%. Or maybe it's more than 300%, but at least up to 300%. Yes, we can use personality science to understand who our clients are and what they want from us in the way of information. So we give them the information in the fashion that lands for them. And also, by demonstrating competence, consistency, and caring, we can build that trust much faster. And that will go a long ways towards having a lasting relationship with your client. If you're constantly attracting new clients all the time, it's new, that creates a certain amount of churn because you're constantly onboarding people. You're constantly managing and engaging with those people. So what if that whole piece was easier? What if you kept and retained more of your clients because you were listening to them and building trust with them? And then there's much more opportunity to have additional sales or bigger sales or follow-on sales because you've got that relationship and they know that you not only are competent and consistent, but you also are caring about the relationship. So those three things make a difference as well. So we talked about sales not being a numbers game. We talked about the concept of appreciative inquiry. Excuse me. And I do have quite a bit of information around some of these concepts, especially using the power of language in a different way, using that appreciative inquiry in my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And even if you were listening to the show today and you know you had a question, but you're not sure if you want to dial in publicly and ask it, that's okay. You can reach out to me through my website, yvonnesilva.com. There is a contact page in there. And you can also download a copy of Chapter 8. This is a gift. So, Chapter 8 of my book is actually when no words are even required. And I'm actually going to play a little bit of a video. You'll get the video audio if you're listening on the show towards the end of the show, giving you a little bit more insight about why I wrote that book and what it's all about. Just know for now, though, you can hop onto my website, click on the free gift tab, so yvonnesilva.com, free gift, and download your own chapter 8 as a PDF. And that chapter 8 is talking about when no words are required. So, well, if it's not about words, what's included, you might be wondering. So, chapter 8 is all about silence and using power pauses. It's a concept I use a lot with my clients, using intentional energy. So, you might be defining your service or product, but are you really embodying that? Can your client feel the energy and the passion of what you're doing? How to leverage silence. Talked a little bit about that earlier on, using the power of silence. Let the silence do the heavy lifting. Using your presence and body language. So, ladies that are listening, even having a jacket that has a collar on it will elevate your credibility in a meeting, if you're there in person or if you're there on Zoom. Because if you think about, you go to the golf course, they don't let people play with a round neck t-shirt. They always ask for a collar on a shirt, a golf shirt. So it's about increasing and elevating, and women can do that so easily. There are so many different styles of jacket that have, mandarin collars, lapel collars, different styles. It's so easy to do. Start by having your jacket on. If you are chairing the meeting, if you're participating in an important meeting, you can always take it off if the rest of the room seems like they're dressed more casually, so you can be part of the team. But start by having your jacket on, ladies. So, presence and body language, wardrobe and image for advancement and career advancement. The importance of first impressions and how to manage those, and then also using choices and timing to fully leverage your resources. So that's what chapter 8 is all about. There's also a lot of other content in the book. So a few of the other chapter headings: how to change everyday language that trips women up, asking for what you want and getting it. That's chapter 2. Elevating positive self-talk and confidence, awakening keywords to empower your success, and eliminating any what I call negative Nelly words, low vibration words, words like should, right? Switch should up for could, and it takes it from a heaviness of obligation, I should have done this, I should do that, to I could, which has a elevated possibility of lightness and choice just by changing one word. Harmonious words for a happy home, and then powerful words at work to be heard. So that's things like prioritize, delegate, negotiate, amplify, confident, focus. So there's a lot in the book. It's almost 300 pages and 175 references. So you want to make sure that you download the free chapter, and that is listed on Amazon as well. And it's also on Or Sound if you are an audiobook fan. So you can pick up a copy there. So today we've been talking about upgrading. By upgrading your strategy, upgrading your conversation, upgrading your tools to be able to connect faster with people. So we're not leaving, three quarters of the sales out in Wonderland. We're really dialing it in. We're dialing it in with knowing our ideal client profile, thinking about the triggering events that they're going through already that you can connect your product or service to, thinking about where they hang out in large groups, thinking about what is your conversation going to look like. Can you understand what personality style they have, and are you going to be able to deliver what it is they're looking for in a succinct way? Are you able to connect fast with them to leverage your time more effectively, to use the concept of sales velocity? Are you using the concept of appreciative inquiry? What's working really well? How could it be even better? Right? tapping into personality science, tapping into the ask method, and really leveraging your time. Because as an entrepreneur, you only have 24 hours in every day. So we want to be able to repurpose our articles, anything that we're writing, in many ways, multiple ways. We also want to repurpose our time and leverage that, making sure that we are fully leveraged with our time. Make it count. I talked about the bank system, the Codebreaker system. You can actually go on my website if you're intrigued and want to download your own personalized custom report. So hop on to yvonnesilver.com, YvonneSilver.com. And that window will pop up with the interview with myself and Sherry Tree, who's the creator of this methodology. And you can download the link to crack your own personality code. It just takes 90 seconds. And then if you pop in where you want your report to come, you'll get your own 20-page customized report all about your own personality code and the preferred and the other three. So you'll get all four described. So that's a couple of gifts that we have for today. If you're intrigued to learn more about this concept of, how do I shift from being a solopreneur to a CEO? Excuse me. I'm happy to have that conversation. Under that free gift tab, there's actually another section a little further down that talks about doing a CEO assessment. So you can actually take that assessment. It's a 10-point assessment that will give you some ideas if you're actually ready to move from being a solopreneur to being a CEO and what you would need to do in order to shift your activities, shift your mindset to get prepared to really scale up in a big way in 2025. So go ahead and download that as well. I know I'm giving a lot of value in these calls. I know there's been a lot of shy people out there today who didn't want to necessarily dial in live. That's okay. If you replay this show, you'll still be getting a ton of value. So listen to the concepts. Let me know how some of these apply, because this is all work that has been experienced over the past, well, almost 30 years now of business success. Thinking about working in four different countries, working from a sales person all the way up through sales trainer to recruiting sales people to then going on to interviewing, hiring about 6,000 people in my career, and then moving myself through the promotional process to get to being a VP of a global talent management firm. And then also stepping out on my own and getting my own 30 clients started within 30 days after taking an executive coach certification. So that's just one of my credentials. So if you've enjoyed the show today, please make sure that you like the show. If you're looking at this afterwards on YouTube, make sure that you have paid attention, got on the mailing list, got on my VIP Women and Wisdom list to be alerted when the next show is coming up. Typically, they're every 2 weeks, and sometimes it's me inviting interesting and intriguing guests who women who've risen from tragedy to triumph. And every now and again, I have my own show as well. So I'm gonna and ask my show producer to play the video in just a moment for my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And let's keep in touch. I hope some of these concepts will shift your results in Q4. And I want to hear from you. I want to know which one was the most impactful. So make sure that you are keeping in touch. Make sure that you've dialed in. Make sure that you've downloaded or connected or booked a meeting with me. I'm happy to support your expansion, especially if you're a woman entrepreneur seeking to flourish. Thank you for joining me today. And here is a little more about the best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. I look forward to connecting with you in the next show. Bye for now, everyone.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.